Back to Beyond the Headlines.
222 at KRLD. I'm Scott Braddock. 214-787-1080. 214-787-1080 is the telephone number. This proposed fine from the government of $16.4 million for Toyota following the scandals they've had, the huge recalls over the accelerators sticking and all of that. Well, people have a lot of questions about the fine, and I want to bring in a managing partner at Looper Reed & McGraw, Kerry Gray. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Tell me your thoughts on the role of the federal government in this. A lot of people think that there may be a conflict of interest, for example, because the government has interest in the American automakers, and a lot of people will say they might not be coming down so hard on Toyota if that wasn't the case.
Well, it does raise a lot of questions, and one of them certainly is whether politics rather than public safety are driving this. The federal government's a controlling shareholder of Toyota's largest competitor, and so it's certainly going to raise that question.
Yeah, but I think at the same time, a lot of fair-minded people would simply say any automaker that had cars that just took off down the road without you wanting them to do so, well, you would hope the government would look into that.
I agree with that. And, you know, it's an interesting question because the federal government hasn't generally tried to play this role in the past. Public safety reasons may dictate it, but what about Firestone tires or the Ford Pinto years ago?
Yeah.
Another question raises in my mind is whether perhaps the progress made by the efforts to have a tort reform might be driving some of this. You know, there have been reduced opportunities to recover certain kinds of actual damages, and also reduced opportunities to recover punitive damage awards. And so maybe there's a concern on the government's part that product manufacturers will not be as worried about product safety as they have been in the past, and the government needs to fill that void.
I was looking at the Wall Street Journal where they said that, you know, $16 million, that's nothing to sneeze at. But if you're Toyota, actually, you can just turn your head and sneeze at that, because that'd be like asking me to pay a $5 fine for something, probably. When Secretary Ray LaHood announced this fine, when the Transportation Secretary announced this, he said that we now have proof that Toyota failed to live up to its legal obligations. Worse yet, they knowingly hid a dangerous defect for months from the United States and did not take action to protect millions of drivers and their families. So the money seems to be not really even the issue. The issue here is above and beyond what they've already admitted, taking what the Transportation Secretary says and saying, yep, that's true.
No doubt about it. There is an element of principle involved here because $16 million can't make that much difference to Toyota.
Yeah.
However, I understand that's the largest fine the government's able to render in a situation like this.
Sure.
Or levy.
Right. All right. Kerry Gray's at Looper, Reed & McGraw. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.